if you can name it, there's a guy who's fucked it.
Oh, yeah.
Blenders. Guys have fucked blenders.
Guy fucking a snake. Yeah,
guy
no, right.
Tables.
The snake pussy.
Chairs.
He's got a big anaconda.
There was a problem there. Fix it. Fix it.
Okay, I'm sorry I even said it. I'm sorry I said it. That's...
What is good? Welcome to the live stream. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and donate. You donate by hitting the Streamlabs link in the chat. What's good? What's up? What's popping? Jess ain't covering merch tonight. He's crazy covering Marilyn Manson. It's like, dude, you cover that one guy. No one wants to hear you talk about anything else, stupid Marilyn Manson. Stop trying to be something you're not. You're the merch troll. Just be the merch troll. Doesn't get bigger for you not being the merch troll. But what's good? Don't talk to his lawyer. He's going to try to get you to sign something that can be used against you later, like a non-disparaging agreement. Well, I got emailed today. I sent the email to Bent Pixels telling them to drop this frivolous lawsuit, and they forwarded it to Brendan Schaub's lawyer, who emailed me and says he wants to talk to me or my representation if I have a lawyer already. So I gave him my number and I said, let's go ahead and talk. That was today. He emailed me at noon. He hasn't called today, but he is in fucking Los Angeles, so they are hours behind. But so, if I do talk to his lawyer, I will say, you have to know, this case is unwinnable. And the only outcome can be him losing and then having to pay me money to pay my lawyer fees. And then pay your lawyer fees. And in my original email, I said, drop this and get rid of it. So, I find it odd that the lawyer hits me up and says, he just wants to talk to me, wondering if they will drop it and get rid of it. But I'm going to need a whole bunch of, you got to officially retract it on your end through YouTube so I can get my channels back. But we'll see what happens when I get that call. Record the conversation. Maybe they want to laugh at me. Okay. I'll be the last one laughing. I am in the process of retaining counsel, by the way. He's going to call midstream. Nigga, if he called me right now, I would put this phone right up to this mic, not tell him I'm streaming, and just talk to him. But after all the negative attention that Brendan Schaub has gotten from this frivolous lawsuit, by the way, still haven't been served. Something, and the way I worded that email, and I sent that email like over a fucking week ago before anybody dropped any videos. And Ben, I sent it to Bent Pixels, and Bent Pixels forwarded it to Brendan Schaub's lawyer. This is what he said in the email. So something tells me maybe the heat's coming down on Bappa, and maybe Bappa wants the heat to go away. Don't. Why would I ever settle with them? I want my YouTube channels back. Now, if Brendan Schaub is just willing to retract the copyright infringement, then we're all set to go. And my channel will be put right back and we're back to business. If not, then it's war. And I will countersue for lawyer's fees. Make them interview me on the Fighter and the Kid. Sue that bitch for one. Well, you have to sue for the lawyer fees. F those channels. No. Right, you are on the new channel, but no, not F those channels. What the fuck's the matter with you? Time to add Callan. Well, it's Thick Boy Studios, so I don't know if Callan's involved. I pretty much just did talk about everything the email said, and it wasn't that long of an email. It just said, this was forwarded to me. I'm the lawyer for Thick Boy Studios. Boy, that must be embarrassing. And I would like to discuss this matter with you, or if you have representation with them, can I call you? I responded, sure, call me anytime, and gave him my phone number. And he has my email, so he can email me too. Why would you blame Mersh? Don't have any communication until you have a lawyer. No, he spells thick. THCCC. So he doesn't spell thick the right way. I don't think he's squirming to settle. I think they're probably just willing to drop it. He's gotten such a negative backlash, and he knows he's not going to win. So hopefully the dude calls me, and he's like, all right, we'll do this, do that. We'll tell YouTube we're officially retracting the copyright infringement claims. Then my channel will get reinstored. That's not my mom. That's Desiree's mom. So far, the only two of us who aren't sick with COVID. She's vaccinated, though. He already won. The channels are gone. YouTube already reached out to me publicly and in DM on Twitter. If I get the judgment or if they retract the copyright things, they'll immediately restore my channels. My channels are only taken down. Like, these aren't community guideline strikes. These are copyright things, which means the channels aren't deleted. Everything's there. They're just waiting for the documentation to reinstate them. Like, if my channels were taken down for community guideline shit, then they would just be gone. The only thing stopping them from coming back is this lawsuit thing. Can I fight her again, though? I didn't fight her. She attacked me! Dude, I don't know how this phone call is going to go. So I'll just lean into it. I mean, I'll say it to the lawyer, obviously. You're going to have to retract these claims through YouTube so they reinstate my channels. You're a lawyer. You know you can't win this. And ultimately, Brendan Schaub is going to end up paying a shitload of money. Now, as a lawyer, I know he doesn't care because he's going to get paid regardless. But one would think he would have to tell his client this info. that, yeah, you can't win this, and you're going to have to pay that dude for his lawyer's fees as well. But if they're willing to just retract and I get my channels back up, I'll let it go. They've already lost millions in bad PR. How come not millions in bad Dominicans, though? Yes, that was Two Master. But he never had the balls to sue me. Oh, of course I'm still going to shit on him. Oh, I will never capitulate if he says, we'll retract the things. But can you stop making fun of Brendan? And no. No. No, that's one thing I will not do. We'll go full fucking lawsuit then. I'm just willing to forgive what you've done now with your frivolous fucking lawsuit. I'm willing to go back to, hey, you retracted videos back up, channels back, whatever bygones be, bygones. I'm not gonna, we'll retract it, but only if you promise not to make fun of, no. Because I'm gonna win anyway. I'm being the fucking nice guy here, by the way. I'm gonna win anyway. I should just hit up this lawyer when he calls me. Be like, what are you going to give me that I'm not just going to take, motherfucker? Kyle is done. Ace streams other people's content and then falls asleep. It's not transformative. I delete my live streams, you retard. This isn't over live streams. Oh my God, Pat Burns. Obvious white guy. Sad. Ask for 500K, he'll counter with 300K. Really? Who's T-Bob Real News Network in my Discord? Because I'm about to ban you just for being an annoying fuck in my Discord. And I don't even pay attention to my Discord like that. Blog Buzzer B, Negflix. Don't get walked to the truck. T-Bob from Eliza Jordana. It's weird watching her live stream with her bots. Because she goes live on two channels. The Kermit and Friends channel, then her Eliza Jordana channel. Her Eliza Jordana channel has 3 live viewers. And then the Kermit and Friends one has 300 live viewers. So, where's his new special? You think only white people watch this? Jason Febreze is some kind of Puerto Rican. He's desperate to stop the bad press. The Penguins thing destroyed him to millennials and balls in your court. Get 500K public apology from BAPA and Ring State channels. You're welcome. Read this. Which female comics took the walk to the truck? I need names. Whitney Cummings. Whitney Cummings walked to the truck mad time. Have you heard about this Hunter Biden thing, by the way? The left just found out the Hunter Biden laptop thing is real. There are videos from Hunter Biden's laptop of him smoking crack, getting the foot jobs in my Discord from before the election. But the left, because the New York Times just confirmed it, and of course they don't care. They always said it wasn't true, but now that has been confirmed, they immediately pivot and go, well, they're true, we don't care. Imagine just finding out now that's true, though. If you're just now finding out the Hunter Biden laptop thing is real, whoa, you're gone. Holy shit, you are gone. You might eat Tide Pods. You might be one of those people. And it also shows that the mainstream, the election fraud wasn't fake mail-in ballots. It's the fact that our media can suppress any facts. And our media now translate to our social media. They banned actual news corporations for talking about the Hunter Biden thing. Even though it was true. Of course it was true. We had the videos from the laptop. Where the fuck did the video, where did they think the videos came from? The sky, the air? Where did they think Hunter Biden smoking crack and getting a foot job video? Where it came from his laptop. How did you not know this existed? Like I said, the video's been in my Discord for years now. It's 2022, election of 2020. Maybe not technically 2 years, but right before the election, because I was streaming it. I was like, oh, shit. And I went and go on my Discord. I was like, oh, here's all the Hunter Biden shit. Imagine just finding out now this is true, though. And social media is on board. It was a rigged election in the fact they all came together and said, this man, Trump, can't win and will do anything, will suppress anything to make sure he doesn't win. Who cares if Hunter got hookers or did drugs? He's not elected, just a regular guy. You babbled about everything the Trump kids did. Shut the fuck up. It does matter. Billy Carter did matter. It matters in elections because that influences votes. That's what it matters. Shut the fuck up. If America, imagine if Donald Trump Jr. was smoking crack and getting a foot job. They'd play it uncensored on CNN and say, we got the show uncensored because it is news. So shut the fuck up. Don't say what doesn't matter. It matters. Because it affects votes and shit. Yeah, and Hunter was getting... You know, the Hunter Biden thing wasn't just the crack job and the thing. It wasn't just the videos. He's getting put on heads of boards because of his father at the time, the vice president. Dummy. There's a grand jury against him right now. Remember the big guy? But they pretend to not know or care. Nigga, you just found out about Hunter Biden's laptop now. You never even knew it existed. even though everyone with common sense knew it did. The fuck are you talking? But you just don't care ultimately, so why would I argue with you? And ultimately, you just want to fuck kids. I've now decided leftism is based on just wanting to fuck kids. Because you've gone so far in the tranny thing, which leads to the child thing. Yous are just that gone. Why would Joe Biden's son doing crack matter, Joe Biden doing his job competently? All right, maybe you didn't hear the... He was given jobs in Ukraine because he was, at the time, his father was vice president and deals were doing done behind the scenes in order for funding to go to the Ukraine that his father could hold up unless he was put on the board. Oh my God. And he was smoking crack and fucking hookers. I didn't think the bitches were big-footed. They were odd videos, remember? They're still in my Discord, by the way. I don't know how far you're going to scroll up to find them, but, him just fucking smoking crack. He was laying down on a couch, sort of spread eagle, because he was angling his laptop. And he'd make the chick on her hands and knees in front of a spread eagle use her feet. But instead of doggy style, she would use her feet like that, jerking off his dick as he smoked crack. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Dude, shut up. Biden sucks. We all... My point isn't Biden sucks. My point was the media shut down a fact so that their guy can win an election. They influenced an election and banned anyone sharing the truth. The fact that you're finding out about Hunter Biden's laptop now, 2 years after all of us normal people knew about it, should be fucking concerning to you. That should be concerning to you. Oh, that Hunter Biden thing was real? But you're just like, oh, gee, I don't... Nigga, we were telling you. For 2 years, we had the video. But they hid it from you. So you just didn't believe it. Oh fuck. I'm gonna hit a button on my thing here. The concerning thing is that you think it's a big deal that the media, in order to help one side win, banned, and social media too, banned the truth about that side. Yeah, I find that concerning. I find that concerning that Google, Twitter, remember when they banned what, the New York Post or something? The actual accredited news organization a week before the... Yeah, I find that concerning. Could you imagine if the grab him by the pussy tape was banned and then you found out about it 2 years after Trump was elected? Yeah, you'd be concerned about that. I don't think the Democrats are owned by China. Make a video. I don't do political videos. And you should have no... If you're just right now finding out about the Hunter Biden laptop, you should pay no attention. You obviously don't pay attention to real politics. And you'll just do what the liberal media... It doesn't matter. Of course I'm not changing the world. Nor would I try to. Nor would I try to. That's where I just get to rant and rave. I just find it concerning that all the media and social media covered up for a true fact. And then, of course, which I knew they were going to do, confirmed the true fact much later. And then the side go, I don't care. Because you never did care. It's like the COVID shit. We'll find out it was all bullshit. You can never do this, that, that. You never had to wear a mask. The vaccine didn't matter. But after all you did, all your bullshit, you go, well, get the way. Because to a leftist, the ends justifies the means. That's a core ideology of leftism. It's a core tenet of leftism. The ends justify the means. As long as they get to the meat, as long as they get to Joe Biden president, as long as they get to lockdowns and shit. Yeah, we had the lion shit and the bullshit, and we pretended, you know, we didn't know. Okay. They don't care. Because they got what they wanted at the end. It was all over. Yeah, it was all over the news saying, there is no Hunter Biden laptop. There is no videos. The Hunter Biden laptop. This was the Hunter Biden laptop story in the news. It's a myth. Doesn't exist. Never happened. Then the New York Times dropped a video about it today. Story about it today. And it's like, okay, well, it exists. Right, but still, who cares? You know? Ugh. But you have to understand, if it was allowed at the actual time it happened, it would have affected the election. But the media interfered with the election. They held back truth purposely to get their guy in. And that's fucking scary. Obama's daughter, I don't know, she's probably being slammed by some white dude, though. The right were willing to accept some reality show star. I don't care about Trump either. I think you're missing my point. I don't want to live in a country where the truth can be denied to me for political favor of the media. Does anyone not understand my point here? You should. I'm not even doing a pro-Trump rant now. I'm doing the media and social media hid facts so their guy they wanted to win could win. This isn't concerning to you? Now, I get the media. The thing that fucked over this one was social media, Twitter, YouTube. And they're doing it now. They're banning, oh, you can't say this about COVID, that about COVID. Then 2 years later, it'll come out, yeah, what he said was correct, and that was correct. And by the way, we're going to do this with COVID 2 years later, by the way. But you end justifying the means, motherfuckers, will be like, well, you know, who cares? I care because in the moment, it mattered. That's why I care, and I don't like that shit. I love free speech. I love hearing everything. So I love watching conspiracy shit. I did a conspiracy breakdown of videos back in the day of what conspiracy I actually believe in. I think the only one that came down on was like the UFO one. I think most conspiracies are bullshit. I like hearing them, though. I like catching that perspective, that side of the fence. I'm not as crazy as Sam Tripoli, who claims the same thing. I believe in round earth, but, you know, I will not talk to flat earthers. Trust me, I'm not insane. I will not talk to a flat earther in any way, shape, or form. I'm not that gone. But, you know, a reasonable conspiracy, a reasonable shit. But it's just concerning to me that they could do that. There's one thing I'll never be, and that's a libertarian. Libertarian is French-Canadian for faggot, by the way. That's how you say faggot in French-Canadian. Libertarian. Libertarian. That's what they call them. It's a bundle of sticks. A libertarian, those weirdos. Oh, we're going to get into Cumia and Kevin Brennan trashing Chad Zumok. They're going to have to hear from Chad Zumok to delete my video. But the main niggas talking about him, they're not going to delete theirs. In fact, Chad, let me hit up Chad right now on Twitter. Maybe I can get his response live. Hold on. Let me DM him. Hey, about play Cumia and Brennan trashing you, wanna respond live? Question mark. Get the nigga to respond in real time. I haven't even seen this yet. I just know the timeline. Are they gonna, has anyone seen this, but are they gonna give him a good trashing? Kyle thinks his name dropping. No, I don't. I'm just playing the video I'm about to play, stupid. I type with two fingers. I only swatted them once. The rest, the new people are fucking copycatting. And now they're doing bomb squads. Swatting. That's such a, like a boomer thing at this point, isn't it? Who swats anyone anymore? Like, and honestly, I do think, I don't know, but there should be. Probably isn't. It's probably like, probably not, but there should be some response to swatting. Although, I think the niggas who got killed off of swatting were broke niggas, too. Like, you can't swat Tim Pool. Like, you're going to swat someone. You can't swat Tim Pool, who's a multimillionaire. You can't swat a nigga with a compound. Where the only way to actually get him is to roll in like SEAL Team 6. Like, that's the other niggas trying to swat Tim Pool. You can't swat him. You might be able to swat some dude live streaming out of his apartment. But, yeah, you can't swat a nigga with millions of dollars and shit. Because there's multiple people you're going to meet before you even get to that nigga in their houses and shit. So it's kind of even pointless to try and swat that dude. So why people are trying it is bizarre to me. Well, you could swat an office, though. An office building, maybe. But, like, Tim Pool, you can't swat him. He owned a fucking compound, nigga. You gotta meet gate security and fucking other security. Nigga, you don't just roll up to Tim Pool's, whoever you are. Tim Pool could beat his wife to death tonight. The cops are talking to at least two or three people before they talk to Tim Pool. All right, well, I want to check out this.
What are we going to do with that shit? How have you been, though, aside from your COVID that you didn't have?
Doing great.
Good, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned Chad Zumach, and his name usually comes up during the
shirt.
Oh, it's his shirt. Chad Zumach. Yeah, let me see the shirt. Florida's Most Wanted Comedian.
I don't want to hear this trashing. Hey, hold on. Who is here? Oh, this faggot. All right. Cup of Discords, what's good?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Kyle.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
How are we celebrating?
Talking to you, talk.
How's the lawsuit going? What's the plan? I think you said that Brandon Shubb's people reached out to you. Is that true? All right. See you later. We'll have to wait to know. I can't wait to hear how this story changes. Shit. I gotta hear his demands again. I'm going to demand this, and I'm going to demand that. Not really in a position to demand anything. Let's see what the crowd's saying here. Wait, Sid, you really got a problem with people, don't you? Will you come on, Sid? Fill the air. Not this guy. So he sent an email to YouTube. They forwarded the email to Brandon's lawyers. And then they emailed Kyle. Interesting. I don't know if I believe this.
Good morning, biatch, and I need your life story. How's Cuppin been running this?
Kyle, is this true?
Is what true?
That someone sent a message to YouTube. They forwarded the email to Brendan's lawyers, and then the lawyers emailed you.
Nigga, do you not watch me?
But your explanation changes
a lot. Wait. Are you a somebody? Because every time I talk to you, like, I just sit talked about this.
Yeah, but it didn't make any fucking sense. What's your plan? To wait for Brendan Schaub's lawyers to call you and then make a list of demands?
No, stupid.
And what's the plan?
With my lawyers.
What lawyer?
Oh my God.
What lawyer? You said on Monday you're going to...
I can't. Dude, get ready for your shift at Burger King. Whatever. I'm wanting this.
Wanted for silly crimes all over. Is this, did he endorse this shirt?
He did when it came out. This is when we are not on the outs.
Like, right, right. You know. He sent texts to E-Rock where he was so mad at me, but he didn't
when
text
you were,
me.
When you're talking about going just to Richmond?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm just goofing on him. We're having fun. Look, we all did
that. What did he tell E-Rock? First of all,
yeah.
You remember a couple of weeks ago when Russia, they weren't taking visas or MasterCard or whatever.
Right.
You made a joke Chad won't be, had to cancel his gig to Russia.
His gig to Russia.
Something like that. So Chad comments to you, I'll be in Chicago in March 10th through the 13th.
Yeah, he gives a plug.
So then, and he tweeted it independently of that. He's going to be with Godfrey. So he had this weird email this past weekend that I was talking about a little bit when I called in the Geno show last week. And so I read the email, and then I'm like, let me even see if he's in Chicago. He wasn't in Chicago.
Oh, no.
So I called the club, and I called the club all like, I know how to
look at you. You're like investigating.
I know. I'm like, it's like CSI. So I'm calling. Yeah. I call the club. I know Godfrey's there. So I don't even call. I go, hey, I know God. Like, I'm real confident. I know how to talk to these idiots on the phone at comedy.
Yeah.
I go, I know Godfrey's there, but who else is on the show with him?
Very good.
And they go, oh, a couple guys from out of town. I'm like, God damn it. So I go, I go, well, do you know who they are? And she goes, oh, you want their names? I go, yeah, because I'm a big comedy fan, so I just want to know.
Yeah.
So she gets back on. She goes, yeah, it's Artie Fuqua and Akeem Woods. I'm like, yes!
There you go.
And I know both of them. So Chad lied about going to Chicago because I guess he figured no one's going to check. But why would he even say it? Like the Richmond thing, like, why tweet out he's going to Richmond?
Why put it
then? Then the next day he's like, I can't go because these stupid airlines are canceling everybody's flight.
Everyone's flight's been canceled.
And then he's threatening me he's going to come to New York City in August. So then I'm thinking maybe he can't go anywhere for 6 months. But then I'm thinking, why would a state want to keep a derelict like Chad? Like, it's like kicking a guy out of a bar. It's like kicking a guy out of a bar and making him stay in the bar.
You got to stay in this bar now.
As punishment, you got to stay with us. Why don't you just, these fucking douchebags go, you got to leave Florida.
And you can't leave the state for a year. It's like, I would be like, please leave the state tomorrow.
I would say, if I was the governor, I'd be like, these douchebags have to leave. Like, we kicked them out. We drive them to this fucking border.
Yeah.
We drive them to Georgia, and they don't allow them back in.
He gets mad. He said something to E-Rock like, I can't believe Kumia jumped in on it. Like the goofing.
First of all, it was funny.
It's funny.
I put it up on my
Facebook. You know how much
shit
I
was so funny.
My Danny Brand bullshit arrest and all that stuff. And I'll sit here
you
and
were innocent.
About it, and I was completely innocent. By the way, I'm going to be in Chicago next week. I was so innocent. And
I'm allowed to travel.
Like, you fucking, how much did you talk about when your landlord, the fight you had with your landlord and all that shit? It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. And then you goof on him. He takes it so seriously. And as a comic, you would think, if you profess to be a comic, you have to know that when you put yourself and get yourself
in
some kind of trouble, it's going to be fodder for everybody.
Forever.
And it's forever.
Because
yes.
Artie Lang ever going to like not be
God.
Known as a fucking degenerate
Artie
cokehead
Lang could,
heroin?
5 years from now, Artie's accepting the Nobel Peace Prize. And it's like, that's the flat-nosed motherfucker that does coke and stabbed himself. Like
even
that.
When they were giving him the Nobel, they would still make a fucking drug joke about Artie.
Of course, he's going to use it to snort like coke off of this great prize. I don't know. Is it a gold medal? I thought it was. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But so he's got to understand that if you get arrested,
that was the best part when I was watching
6 million credit cards.
When I was watching you do it, because Levy said he goes, you got to watch Kumia. So I turned it on. And I'm howling because it was so funny and it was so specific. Then Garrett finds the fucking flights, all the flights.
Oh, yeah. Garrett did some investigating.
And then everyone in the booth is like howling. So it was like a class, old fashioned, like classic radio show.
Yeah,
you know?
Like goofing on somebody. Yeah. He doesn't understand.
You know why he gets mad? Because he really looks up to you, I think.
I know.
And then that was the best part when you go, Chad. Good look, the way you were talking down to him at the end.
Chat.
We wish you the best. Don't we? We do.
We really do, though. And
so he gets mad because he looks up to you.
He looks up to you, too.
No, he doesn't.
No, he
does. You're a legend. I'm a piece of shit.
No, but
he looks up to
you. I'm a legendary piece of shit.
No, but he looks up to you. So when it's like when your brothers and sisters are making fun of you and then the parents jump in and they make fun of you.
Then
you're like, oh, this is weird.
Oh, no.
Now, Chad is being a bit sensitive because he reaches out to me to him. Hold on a second. I want to see if he hit me up. Since we're talking about him. Oh, he did respond to me. I'm at a show. It's pretty simple. Oh, this is Chad Zubak's response to them shitting on him. Yeah, let me show what to use. So you put, I'm at a show. It's pretty simple. 2 6-year-old men are trolling me for content. They are desperate for content, and only 2 people contacted me about it. Quote me. It was sent at 8:55. So that is Chad Zumok's response to Kevin and Kumia shitting on him right now. Okay.
Oh. Then it gets more credibility if you're using it like as a bit, but it was set up so perfectly. And it just, like I said, just don't even tweet anything. Don't tweet you're going to Virginia, and no one will fucking know.
Don't come up with lies that the law firm of Brennan and Garrett can fucking...
In seconds
find out it's bullshit. And then he'll still say, by the way, no, I did have a gig in Chicago.
Yeah, because he knows you can't prove it.
Yeah, yeah.
So then this is the email he sent. People sent it to me because... I'm not in his Patreon or something. Anyway, I don't know if I can read it. I'm reaching out. This is Chad's email.
Okay.
I'm reaching out to all my former Patreon supporters for a favor. My childhood friend and neighbor, Jesse Moore, was severely injured in a major car accident last weekend, and his insurance is not covering it because there was a lapse in coverage.
I like Kevin Brennan, the Little Miss Riding Hood wolf glasses.
I hate when that happens. The old lapse in coverage story.
Literally on the tip of his nose. How old are you?
Story. Long story short, Jesse just had a newborn baby with his wife Kelly 2 months ago, and now this happened. God damn it. They can't get any luck. They have no luck. As of right now, he can't even walk, and the situation is heartbreaking. I know it's a tough time for a lot of people right now, and I wanted to do something to help out.
Oh,
obviously,
no.
I'm coming off one of the toughest years of my life, but I'm finally seeing light at the end of the tunnel. That being said, for the next 2 months, I will be donating all my Patreon money and 75% of my merch money on the road to Jesse.
Oh my God,
family.
No way.
I feel the need to do something, and it's the best I can do with this situation. I went ahead and started a $1 tier on my Patreon. Just $1, he repeats. If you're willing and able, I would love for you to sign up under the $1 tier because the next 2 months is going to go for a great cause. I made it $1 for anyone.
Kevin Brennan is wearing a Chad Zubak shirt.
One who might be in a financial bind right now, but by all means, sign up for more if you're feeling charitable. The link is below, and thanks for the support now and the past support. It went up 15 people. This can't be true. This, first of all, if it's true, why wouldn't he have a GoFundMe? Why would he set up a GoFundMe?
It wouldn't go to him. You'd go be like, here's the GoFundMe for this guy.
Because you would get these things always work.
Always. And they make a shitload of money.
They make like $50,000. So he got the guy $15.
By the way,
he set up a $1 level and it went up 15 because I said it was at 91. Now it's at 106. So basically, he got the guy $15. He's like the kid in the movie where he goes to the hospital with $15
with
in a jar. And he's like, hey, mister, my friend's here, I believe.
Mister, can you make this get rid of his cancer?
It's change. Fucking change.
Like one scrungled up dollar bill.
I'm going to... First of all, I want to say this. It reminded me of something. If you support the Ukraine, subscribe to Compound Media. I am giving 100% of the proceeds to Jaguar missiles that will be blowing up Russian tanks.
Good.
I just want everyone to know that.
Good.
Just
it's about time.
Popped into my head out of nowhere.
It's about time somebody did that.
now
giving back.
If your insurance lapsed, by the way, he's got this archaic version of insurance. Insurance, by the way, is no fault. All insurance is no fault now. So if your insurance lapsed and you hit someone, they don't go, well, it was your fault or his fault. They just go to the insurance companies and they pay.
Whoever's covered.
If his was lapsed even, the other persons would pay out a settlement It's not like...
So one just compensates for the other
one. Yeah, for the other. They're all in
too many people, like illegal aliens. Yeah, they get into accidents. And
so they had a thing and people called no-fault insurance.
Right.
And everything's no-fault now. So they don't go, well,
your insurance company has to pay. They know people drive and they don't have insurance. So they figure it probably won't happen to two people at the same time.
It costs too much money to figure out whose fault it was.
All right.
It's really what happened.
They're paying lawyers.
Two people, right.
Hold on now. Insurance? The greatest scam ever.
Two people get into an accident, and it becomes like, well, whose fault was it? Because that insurance company has to pay. That hasn't been a thing for fucking decades. Now it's just both insurance companies come up with an arrangement.
I think it's abominable. The government mandated you get driver's insurance, by the way. You have to get insurance to drive a car. Insurance? It's the most abominable thing ever. It really is. Hang on, a car.
Yeah.
And it's no one.
My car should be illegal. You can't mandate me to do this thing.
It's fault. So it doesn't make sense that the insurance.
None of it makes sense.
None of it makes sense. None of it makes
sense. It's like when I read.
Social Security is a scam. I get it at a societal level. I think only Social Security is a scam. What is a scam? I get a societal level to do it. I hate that even.
I read this. Somebody sent it to me. When I read it, I was like,
Chad.
Is he this dumb?
Oh, Chad.
I'm like, you can't be this dumb. Like, don't fucking do anything. Like, if you want to raise your Patreon, I don't know what to do, but this is like dumb.
That is not the way to do it and garner any kind of sympathy.
First of all, if you set up a fake GoFundMe, it's illegal.
I think.
Remember those people in Philadelphia that they pretended a homeless?
Black Lives Matter? That scam?
No, pretended that homeless guy, they ran out of gas or something.
Oh, yeah.
Gave him $1, his last dollar.
Yep.
And then they played this whole scam, and then they all got
money. All in it.
Yeah, they all went to jail or something.
Yeah, they didn't get the money, that's for sure.
So, yeah, and they started spending the money like in Goodfellas. Like, don't spend the money.
Hey, don't spend the money. What are you doing? The screws are watching us.
No, I put it in my wife's name.
I put it in my wife's name. I put it in my friend's name that got in an accident.
Yeah, Jesse Moore. Everyone knows Jesse Moore.
It's fine.
So people looked up Jesse Moore. There's nobody on Jesse Moore following him on any social media.
If you're such a good friend, wouldn't you be following people on social media?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, first of all, you would do a GoFundMe first. Then maybe you would do your Patreon. But Chad probably knows it's illegal to do a GoFundMe.
Yes.
But this is they're not gonna bring him to court for $15. Yeah. You know,
my friend Haywood Jablomi was in an accident. I just want people to know he needs money.
Haywood Jablomi.
Mike Hunt, a good friend of mine.
Mike Hunt.
Can you?
I'll be using these at home tonight.
He is really. Hey.
No, that's all. That's off the deep end. That's off the deep end.
I know. That's what gets.
I mean, I'm trying to do the math. I'm like, even if he said somebody hacked his account, it's like,
right.
He would have to hack his Patreon because it was all his Patreon people.
Yeah,
he would have to hack his Patreon, which is hard to do. And then I think they would have to hack his email. And it was well written, and there was no punctuation error. So it's usually when there's a little bit of a dirty something scamming, there's like grammatical error. So I was like, I think he really did this, and I was like, what the fuck? Is he this dumb?
He's mad.
At least five people sent me the email. Because they're like, can you believe us? And I'm like, I thought it was not real at first, because I'm like, this can't be.
Yeah,
I can't
be. You would just think like, no one would really.
Like, I know the guy
that.
Well enough that he's not this dumb. Like, I'm almost embarrassed for, like, being associated with him at this point. But it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Here he goes. There's something, Kumia Clowns Chad. That's the YouTube thing.
I put that up.
Oh, okay, cool. And he goes, can you strike this? Kevin's not even in it, and all it does is trolls me now. Not sure why Kumi has jumped on board with it.
Because it's hilarious. That's why.
I'll be in New York City this summer. Well, that's probably not true.
He said that again?
He said, I'll be in New York City. And then
he's going to come to New York City like that guy of Silence of the Lambs, where he has like a face mask and he's like, they put him on, they wheel him in like a dolly.
And then this was at 10:56 a.m. And then at 9:52 p.m.
He kind of got me to take down that video. Because he sent me that one, the last one Kumi did. And I took it down, but I said to him in response, Kumi's going to keep it up. Which he did keep it up. I took it down, though, Chad.
Yeah, the same day, he goes, ignoring my messages?
To E-Rock?
And E-Rock tells him, look, I'm going through some shit of my own here. You know,
Kevin's trolling me, too.
Kevin's trolling me. I don't have time for this. He goes, okay. I'll pass on this radio gossip and drama. Hilarious how you all forgot about the awful things he said about you and Kumia. You, he's talking about, by the way.
Of course.
Now he's talking about you. It's like, no one forgot about any awful things anyone said about anyone. By the way, awful? If you meant hilarious, that's fucking...
First of all, I say bad things, but it's like, also, it's like... Chad will say I'm saying bad things. I'm just stating...
Well, you're also a pussy who won't talk to me and you're afraid of me. And I wish Chad would come under my wing. I'm bigger than you are, so I want tickets than you ever would. And I'll destroy this Kevin Brennan faggot easy. He's afraid of me. Just come on, Chad. Come on here and explain how Kevin's such a pussy. He has access to his co-host, but you still want to have me on. We can destroy him easy, but Chad won't do it. So they're probably right about Chad being a dummy. But Chad could smarten up.
Reading facts. I'm reading emails.
Facts.
I called the fucking club.
Done with it.
I'm reading emails. Bring me in a conversation, Chad. Chad, say hey. Pull a Sam Cedar on them. Chad should pull a Sam Cedar. Chad to say, I want to talk to you about all the allegations. You and Kumia. You, Kevin Brennan, Kumia, live on stream. And then, boom, me as his co-host. Chad. You should do. They would do it if you said, all right, I'm Chad Zumach. You and Kumia keep talking shit? Well, we need to... Do it on stream and talk it out and fuck you and whatever. We're gonna battle on stream. And then when them two join up, oh yeah. This is my secret tag team partner, me. Whoa, you would destroy them instantly. Instantly. Another great idea I gave. I get Chad, I was giving it to. And shit on him. And maybe he deserves the shit on him because he's not paying attention, obviously. That's what he need to do. Maybe he deserves to be shit on, but...
I don't know. There's no way he went to Chicago and wasn't on the bill and did guest spots because he can't afford to fucking fly to Chicago. He's not going to put himself up for guest spots.
Right. He's
he wasn't there. He wasn't there. As far as we know, he wasn't there.
Right.
Is that me trolling him?
No, that's
I'm curious. I'm fucking curious.
I guess he figures
in this email. I'll show you the email after. There's no way I could improvise a fucking email like that. This is this.
Well, come here, my old man glasses. Well, let me do it now. Chad. Chad would just win that way. But this warrants the Chad, this justifies the Chad beating because he's a dumb fuck. And he's always had this access and willingness to do it. He's too dumb to do it. Guinness. Oof. Guinness. You drink half of it as you're eating something and plan on drinking the rest of it at night. But relying on Chad Zimok. And by the way, they're right about everything on Chad Zimok, and that's actually why he's not doing it. I mean, if they're right, I could still destroy them. But of course, Chad. What are you sending me in the Twitter DM? I'm doing a show for 5 p.m. The show's already over, stupid. If you open the mic spot or whatever, so it's over. You're saying on the internet, you're making money off of the 100 people on Patreon. Step it the fuck up. Chad Zumach, another dude. Tried helping. Failed. Look at the ego. Chad Zumach was a radio guy, too. They do stand up. And how much money on the internet? Could they make no money on the internet? But well, could have helped you, Chad. Could have saved you, made it a hero. Oh my God. Could they would have talked to you? Chad Zumach right now hit up Korean Brennan. Not right now, but Monday said, I want to talk to both of you. Boom. And then brought me on as a co-host. You destroy him. Easy. If you have credit cards or not, that would be irrelevant. I would destroy these niggas and then Chad would win. We're in that nigga then we're with all this, so they might be right about you.
This is fact. People sent it to me.
Keep doing what you're doing to keep Reddit and who are these podcasts happy. He's got to drag everyone in it. And then here's his thing where he does he needs to try to get E-Rock on his side by bashing you. Kevin clowned you and you took it. He made you look like a little bitch. So sad. Don't worry, Eric. I got you. More to come.
I don't even know what that means. More. To, what's more to come?
I don't know what more to come is.
Talking about this stupid email,
and then it's like, Chad, I'm dealing with more important stuff.
I like when he calls him Eric. I like when he calls him Eric to let him know, like, this is serious.
This is an E-Rock character.
Yeah, this is Eric.
This isn't the stupid fat guy that is the character of E-Rock, moronic dummy that doesn't show up for work. E-Rock.
Doesn't show up for the whole winter because it got cold.
This is Eric. I'm being serious now.
I'm Chad and you're Eric.
Let's talk
like men now.
Let's talk like Chad and Eric here and not fat fuck loser and credit card thief.
Come on, let's be bros now.
He's trying to garner some sympathy here. It's funny how you're treating me like it wasn't in like I wasn't in radio. I know all the tricks and bullshit, so don't mess with me. You could strike any video you wanted to choose not to, but you're a follower. Like, he thinks because he said so that some video should be
stricken.
And it isn't even a video from us. I think he wanted E-Rock to go to wherever that video was and say, that's a copyright infringement.
Right.
Give him a strike and take it off. Meanwhile, I don't give a fuck. It's on there. Go ahead.
It was funny. It was funny.
I'm kidding, E-Rock.
I'm again, my way. That's how I said. And it got me to reel down. I'm going to quit. But I played the video during the live stream. I took all my live streams down and I quit and shit. And I finished it. And then that's not a Christian nuance.
Come on. Eric.
I'm a faggot.
I'm kidding, not E-Rock. Eric, you know I love you. E-Rock is a goof. E-Rock's a goofy guy.
It'd be funny, it was like kind of two different guys.
Yeah, it's like, two different guys.
Like you guys had like a function where you guys all like dressed up and Eric comes in, he's all thin and fucking.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, this is Eric. You go, wait, E-Rock? No, E-Rock is the character. This is Eric. I thought he was Brad Pitt, but it's Eric. Oh, okay, I get it. Should have seen him with his bedroom eyes pictures back in the day. It's so fucking funny. I just don't
know. No, but he does all that. He touches.
He's his own worst enemy.
No, but he does all the things that he thinks going to set off E-Rock. Yeah. Eric, I mean. Yeah. Like he calls him a follower at the end. Mm-hmm. I had to block him on fucking. I had to block him on my phone because he makes every attack so personal.
Yes.
So he calls Eric. He calls E-Rock a follower.
More Kumia shit, and then Kevin burnt that bridge, right? And then she was Zumok. Well, now I'm running to that Kumia. Right now, Zumok like, I'm doing a nose ring question. I'm not wondering if that. Yeah, that's your question. It said, I know you shouldn't be pierced through that possible. So she thought the only thing happened. And I was like, well, how can you pierce anything then? There's the answer. There you go. First, I know it's happening, then it happened. I can't imagine what happened. But weird. Odd.
Follower and Kevin bitch played him.
Yeah.
I don't even don't have a fucking job here. How did I bitch play anybody?
You're bitch playing for the
I
company.
I fired myself. How did I bitch play? Like the last time I was here, Chad goes, is Kevin kissing your ass? I hadn't been there in 9 months. It's
nine months.
I'm not very good at this if I'm kissing his ass so well.
I
don't even work here. Kevin fucking played you. Kevin played himself out of a job here.
Oh my.
To teach E-Rock a lesson.
E-Rock or Eric?
Eric, both.
Both of them. All three of them.
Yeah.
Because E-Rock, you know.
Yeah.
Two people.
These facts. That's his three.
Oh, my God.
Classic Chad to go after E-Rock now.
He's his own worst enemy, Chad. He
really can't help himself. He literally can't help himself. I guess that's the same thing as being your own worst enemy.
I didn't know.
Like the fact that he's dragging E for a stupid fucking video. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
First of all, it was funny, and everybody was laughing in the booth. That was the best part. Like, you were making jokes.
Sorry, Chad Burning Bridge. You're right about you. You're a faggot. You are a loser thief faggot. It's not funny. Sorry, Burning Bridge. Don't DM me ever again. You're a faggot loser weirdo. We had to end, but he had no vision to do it, because he had to do a show, call it a show, open mic, and yeah, Chad Zimak is a faggot, a loser, that's why no one ever followed him. We'll never hear from him ever again. And I'll leave a video shitting on him. Which I should play none because he didn't know nobody. And Chad Zimak. I gave you a chance tonight when I said respond. And you said you're 60-year-olds. Yeah, Kevin Brennan and Kumia Rule, subscribe. And Kumia, Kevin Brennan on there, and Chad Zimak is a thief, credit card stealing faggot. And then never trust that nigga, he'll steal everything from you. That's where all those boys fucked off from. Fuck you, Chad, you faggot. Enough of the Chad Zimak shit. Enough of the Chad Zimak shit. And don't really drink our food. I get pussy, but I wanted to check out. There was an AIU thing. I mean, you niggas can't handle. And you just can't. And you're ready. This new AU video. Do not show titties when I go.
News. Like, we don't hear local news. You understand that? We hear national news. This story is now national news because of that word, white. If that was two black guys beat up a gay black in Chicago. It's like, what? We can't throw the word hate out there, and I can't morally grandstand and say I'm better than those people. Yeah. It's all about hate crime. And then they're like, oops, it's not hate crime at all. We're fucking ignorant. And it just exposed that we are desperately wanting to find hate crimes from whites on blacks. Now, to find an attack of two whites on a black in Chicago is the mother of all dog.
I fucked my mother-in-law. I fucked my mother-in-law. What are you doing that? I'm better have fucked her. Deal with that. You just can't.
Bites man stories. The mother of all of them. And the idea that, oh, it's whites. Whites are homophobic towards blacks.
Nigga, I was being a little bigger than you, nigga. My fucking law. I'm damn pussy, too. I have a fucking big black nigga of a pussy. Mom. I'm in suit. I'm in the biggest lawsuit in the history. You niggas are slacking. Kyle, what'd you do? Do you not realize what happened around you? Of course not. All right. The fate of you two is Chad Zuwak. It said a zero. Wow.
Don't even fucking try that shit. Blacks are more homophobic per capita than everybody. By the way, is this guy becoming less black every second? This guy's lighter than Michael Jackson at his end. What's going on? Is he doing bleach therapy? TMZ is such scum. Just listen, watch this.
In Chicago, early Tuesday morning, here's what we know. Jussie was out at around 2 a.m.
Jussie.
And went to a Subway restaurant.
Jussie's got a gun. No. Da-na-da-na-na. Jussie's girl.
Trying to get some food. When he walked out, two men approached him, two men, white men.
White men. Oh, they were white men. That's key. Very key. That one word, the white part of that sentence, is the only reason you're hearing this. Do I have to demonstrate that for people? I think I do. When you go to a local news, like, we don't hear local news. You understand that? We hear national news. This story is now national news because of that word, white. If that was two black guys beat up a gay black in Chicago, it's like, what? We can't throw the word hate out there, and I can't morally grandstand and say I'm better than those people. So how long is it going to take Uncle Devin to find a story of a black beating up a black in Chicago? Or a black beating up a white? Oh, yeah. We don't speak of those. They are put into the region of thou shall not comment, thou shall not, out of sight, out of mind. Okay, I don't want that as part of my reality.
In ski masks and yelled, they used a homophobic slur.
Why is the word faggot being elevated to the N-word status? I mean, by the way, I would say the N-word when talking about the N-word. I don't use it in my personal life, aside from one time, but it was so appropriate. Oh my God, you should have been there. Oh God, the timing of it and everything, the hard R, I just lingered on it. I fucking held the pose. It was beautiful. I think I saw out of the corner of my eye someone shed a tear. See, this is the kind of shit I should be recording this. You guys are ruining my fucking flow. And thank you for Richard M., who is an anonymous guy just out in the world. Because, like, you see this. Phil Anselmo sends me this shit from New Orleans. It's hysterical. Remember that shit that happened at the chicken and watermelon? The chicken and watermelon. They had a freaking massive gangbang shooting there. And it got, like, so little coverage. It was not national at all. It's, like, local. People are dead. Like, we have dead bodies in the street. And nobody's like, yeah, but let's not go with it.
Okay, so now this is me back in present time. And that's a hell of a video. And that's me calling my shot with 100% confidence. And yes, by the way, there was a gangland shooting at a restaurant in New Orleans called Chicken and Waffle. No, sorry. Chicken and Watermelon. Chicken and Waffle, that's in LA, isn't it? Chicken and Watermelon. Oh. Okay, so imagine me and Phil reading a story about a black ridiculous killing spree in the parking lot at a restaurant in New Orleans called Chicken and Watermelon.
The fuck?
I mean, you don't believe me. Look at this. Three dead, seven injured in South Claiborne Avenue shooting Saturday night. Yeah, what's the store? What's the store? Huh? Oh, here we go. Two bodies could be seen on the ground Saturday night in front of Chicken and Watermelon, a restaurant. And by the way, you know how the guy got away? He fled the scene on foot toward Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. What were the odds of that? I have a dream that one day my people will not be shooting each other in front of a restaurant called Chicken and Watermelon. I have a dream. Okay, let's jump back to Jussie. Jussie was a friend.
If I did this, then it means that I stuck my fist in the fears of black Americans in this country for over 400 years.
Huh? The fuck was that about? If I did this? Did he just quote O.J. Simpson? O.J. Simpson wrote a book called If I Did It. And it was a detailed account of what he did the night he killed those two white people in Brentwood, 10-minute drive from where I'm sitting right now. And he just said, if I did it? Wait, didn't you just say you're innocent? And now you're going, well, let me, if I did it, it's still good because I'm raising a black fist? Huh? No, you're a lying snake and a scoundrel. You're an immoral, self-centered, greedy, dishonorable shit, Jussie. I'm raising a black fist to 400 years, and then the 400 years just random? Fucking random? I like that. The second they go back to Africa, they're like, that ain't me. Jesus. I mean, what am I? Living in a hut? What am I? A spear chucker? Like, primitive and shit? I ain't no African. So when they say 400 years, that's them saying fuck you to Africa. My father was born in South Africa. Do I say my lineage starts when I was born? And screw my dad because he's from Africa? No, I incorporate the English people in my family who spent their lives in Africa. Why wouldn't I? I mean, it's bizarre. Why do these blacks, just because they don't know who they are or their family names, and it's not glorious? I mean, they take 23andMe tests and the results are like, fuck if we know. And they cut it off at 400 years, but they say 400 years like, oh, isn't that a big number? You're not affiliated with any of these people. And for your information, there are black people before 400 years ago. So why is it that your identity starts when you can craft a victim narrative? As in, there were 20 slaves in the year 1619. Yeah, I'm part of that victim group. What? No, I'm pretty sure you were the descendant of one of the slave owners in Africa. Oops. Curb your enthusiasm. Say it again, though. I mean, what the hell did he just say?
Yeah. But I got to go. Well, I reckon death hit it. There's an entire stream. Of course I did. But I gotta go. No, we're out of string. Charlie Hunter's string. Oh, war's not in string. I'm gonna eat, watch TV, and watch my phone. Dez weighs 100 pounds, is watching TV. Of course, I'm gonna job, losing weight. Sleeps all day, wakes up, and watches TV. So she'll be watching. And job, and losing weight, just dead. Doing nothing. But I would assume I'm talking about I want to eat. And I got him on my phone I want to watch. So I got to piece the fuck out of here. But the lawyer shit, yeah, I got to do that all tomorrow. And they're going to hit me up tonight. So I'm going to do that all tomorrow. We have fucking 50 TVs. The two we don't use. And then I'm dead now. I'm in a room. She wanted me in a room to get me sick. That's her goal. For the kids. The goal is trying to get me sick. That sounds weird. They're going, they're sick, but, you know. Now they're trying to lay around me to get me sick. Some mentally ill day on the brain of it. They jealous are of me. They're trying to get me sick. They didn't really end up sick. With COVID again. We've had it 8 times, but whatever. It's just a cold, but then they're fucking faggots goal. I can't end these faggots goal, but I'm gonna end this. I'm done drinking with bitches. Doing